Well, good morning, everyone. Wow, we're so excited to have a special guest speaker, Dave Johnson, this morning. And Dave Johnson, of course, has been our leader and example, and he's one of the most amazing network marketing people in the world, I'm sure. And he's been such a fantastic example for all of us. Dave's experienced lots of different companies with looking for a new can and finally found a new can and stuck with it through thick and thin, up and down, and all sorts of things. Anyway,
he knows how to build businesses.
He knows how to build them, and he knows how to keep them going. So, Dave Johnson, Ben had introduced the idea of this core concept, and Dave is putting that into action in his business, and we're going to follow with him, and I just wanted him to be on to share it with you guys.
And when I sent out the email for this call, hopefully you guys, the link was on there for Dave's video. It's pretty short, but very, very, very powerful. So I hope you guys watched it. And Dave, share with us about the concept and, you know, how we build relationships, how we build teams, you know, how we build this strong.
Oh, Dave's muted out.
Oh,
too.
No, Dave.
Okay, I'll fix that. Okay, Dave, you can talk now.
Oh, hey, wow. Thanks for the introduction, and thank you for letting me share with you guys on the call this morning. And oh, it's just so exciting. And you know, when people I meet them just a couple of days ago, I met a new guy, a prospect, and he had heard a little bit about NewCan, and he says, "How long have you done this?" And it's really fun to say, "Well, actually, only 26 years," and I just think, "Wow!" And you know, visiting with somebody and just stating that's really uncommon for anybody to do anything for that long of a period. And I'm talking specifically just one company, NewCan. Actually, last April, Valerie and I actually celebrated our 40th anniversary in network marketing.
Wow.
And so we've been around for quite a while, and as you guys mentioned, we've been in some other companies before, and we thought we'd found our home a couple of different times. We didn't hop around a lot. Those other companies, we didn't leave them, they left us. And so we've learned firsthand the little statement that the opportunity of a lifetime is certainly as only as good as a lifetime of the opportunity. And that was the thing that really first got me excited about NewCan, was just the strength and stability of it, that I knew that this would be the last company I'd have to join. And so that's a neat thing. Also, longevity, 26 years, when I share with people that thought, I share with them the idea that after all of these years, that I'm more excited now than ever before, and truly we've got everything in place where as a lot of people that are like me, baby boomers, rather than retiring, which actually can be catastrophic for just life, for health, purpose, everything, that we're choosing to do an encore career, and since I love NewCan, why not? And especially at this moment where you can actually look around and just think, you know what, there really is a brand new beginning. NewCan has really reinvented itself, and when I visit with people, especially somebody that might already be familiar with NewCan, and also people that are particularly looking at network marketing, you know, some of the changes that have happened that just really make this a true business opportunity, And historically, one of the things that have kind of given network marketing a bad name is the idea of just getting so excited about the power of multiplication, which is what really intrigued me when I first looked at this, was this idea of where you can build a team. And probably the best explanation and statement was J. Paul Getty, himself a self-made billionaire, when he discovered that concept, where he said that I'd rather have a 1% return on 100 men than a 100% return on just myself. And where this is just the very best way, I believe, of really taking that power of compounding by not just teaching other people how to fish, but teaching people how to teach people how to teach other people how to fish. I just really still get so excited about that. But by getting to the extreme, Nikan and pretty much every other company in the past, the whole idea was do that. And then, oh, by the way, we've got this really exciting product. Everybody use the product. And that could get carried away to the extreme where even FTC and other agencies start looking and thinking, wait, to justify having a business, you need a product and you need customers. You know, that's probably the defining difference between a pyramid and a true business is that that you have customers and you're making retail profit off of them. And so what a concept. And so MeCamp now has done that, which allows a much higher percentage of people to play. And so just this last year that we've been kind of looking at people joining and immediately earning money by the retail of product. And I think all of us listening in on the call, probably most people enter NECAM or are exposed to NECAM first from the product and have developed a real passion for that. And that's kind of the natural organic flow of how the business ought to be anyway. And it's fun to talk about these products. And now where you can realistically earn retail money because the pricing is right. And then also just actually moving the power into a whole other level. I just kind of think in terms we're staying in a resort now and just kind of coming up the elevator. We had some apples and peaches and a few things, and we had them in just little boxes, and somebody looked on the box and they said Amazon on them.
Wow.
And that's just kind of the way people do stuff now, because it's just so easy and so inexpensive, and it's really disrupting all kinds of stuff. And so you're seeing a lot of businesses, you know, some of the obvious ones like Hastings going out of business and not being able to compete. If you talk to anybody that's in Kmart or a lot of the big places, even Walmart has actually closed some stores, and it's solely because of people just going online. And what's really exciting is if people look at Nikan type products, we're designed to compete with GNC and things like that. We're not really competing because our products are so unique, but basically the pricing of it is expanded into to everyone. I just get so excited about that we are on the verge of putting things into place. What I like to think of in my mind, and I really believe this, is being involved in WeCamp and taking it to the level where we become a billion a month company. That's my thinking, and I get really excited about the power of that. Now in order to do that, we basically kind of done like what Walmart has said, you know, everyday low prices. So that's no longer an objection when you talk to people about these products. And then the whole idea is scale it up. And so you can make enormous, enormous profits, do enormous, enormous volume by having a big organization. And that's the neat thing is this idea where, you know, like Robert Kiyosaki talks about that most people, you know, go to work But wealthy people build networks. And if you look at people that are just having not just big incomes and big businesses, but making a big difference, it's by sharing and building a team. And that's one of the most satisfying, most wonderful things that I've certainly done. And I think anybody that had that a part of their life where you can work with people that you would just love to have as friends, having a common heart, a common goal of doing something that really does change the world, that really gives you a rich and abundant life. And I would challenge anyone to find products that are more life-changing than we can. And so the whole idea, it fits into one of my favorite thoughts as far as compounding, was it was actually put into the idea of dominoes. And we all have played dominoes, and probably even more so, to me, even more fun and fascinating than the actual game of dominoes is just kind of that irresistible thing of stacking them along each other and having one domino tip over the other. And we all know that can happen. But there was a guy that actually wrote in his a physics paper the idea that, did you know that a domino can knock over another domino that's 1.5 times bigger than itself? And there's actually a video on YouTube where it has a professor doing that, and he's got just a dozen dominoes laid out. The first one is about the size of a pencil eraser, and just in that progression of about a dozen dominoes, the last domino is almost as tall as him, and weighs about 100 pounds. And then he has it all laid out there, and he gets this basically a pin, and he just touches the tip of the pin, and touches that little teensy domino. And you hear this little tick, and then and it gets louder, and then right at the end goes whack as that great big domino falls over. And then he talks about that idea that that's just, you know, a dozen or so, but if it went out much further at all, quickly, it would be as tall as the Empire State Building. And before there was 100 dominoes, that last domino would be the length of the Milky Way galaxy. Wow! And I think, okay, 1.5 each one going up. But think about teach three to reach three. What would happen of that progression where, okay, you get three people. Okay, you get three people. Teach them to get three people. And that's kind of a fun little rhyme, teach three to reach three. I guess we could call it a rhyme. But what if you could actually do that? 3 times 3 is 9. 3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 27 is 81. Is that what it is? 3 times 81, 200. Anyway, it goes really fast. But could that happen in real life? It probably, if you just found three people and says, well, hey, I've got my three people, you go get yours. It might kind of start out a little bit, but what if you actually got down in there and helped those people, nurtured them, and that very idea is actually proven. It already does happen. If you think of the population of people or in any other critter where you do nurture, like right now we're on at the resort, and the reason is we've got a daughter. And they've got, they're expecting number 7. And they says, well, hey, you guys are spontaneous. Come to Kellogg. We've got a condo we're renting, and we've got an extra bedroom. And come and play with the grandkids. And so here we are. We had a daughter, and she's got expecting 7, And it's probably very, very likely that while her kids are young, that in time, they're going to have some kids and so on. And you can look at genealogy and see people that were a few hundred years back and how they have, down lines for posterity of thousands. And I think about that. And of course the gestation period of Mika is much quicker, because you could share this with somebody and they in turn could, share with somebody. And it has happened where you could have a grandkid, 3 weeks from now, or a great grandkid in a month. It's just the neatest, most powerful thought. But the whole idea is teach something and then reach down and develop the relationship yourself. And so this is what I did when I first got into DCAN. And then I just got thinking, what we need to do is we've got the opportunity right now to kind of, with everything kind of shaken up and so fun already at how it is. And also, where we've really helped, what I kind of like to think of is just kind of the front end of this, this team, DCAN family, as soon as you join, we've got that figured out. So people, with the pricing and getting everything going, where you can be brand new, and your first month makes $700 or even over $1,000. Your first month, this is happening. I've got people that, in the early levels of leadership where this has happened, and it's just fired them up. Just visiting with a lady a week ago, and she said, my last check is the biggest check I've ever got. So this works. Now what we want to do is, and Mikan is doing this, and that's one of the best and most wonderful reasons to come to October, is Mikan is looking kind of on what you could maybe say the back end of the plan, the management area, or the team building aspect. And the comp plan is going to be tremendously streamlined, simplified, no extra moving parts, totally functional, and it'll flow in a natural way how we normally build our business anyway. Without going into a lot of detail, basically, what you want to do is find three really good people, so we could call it trianary, and then if you kind of look at the way things naturally flow, the Pareto principle, this permeates everything in life, and that would certainly include production and sales and things like that. There. 80% of the sales is done by 20% of the people. If you look at my business or anyone else's, not only just in Mekan, but in any type of sales or network marketing profession and company, basically everybody that's successful, if you dissect your business, look inside it, 80% of the income comes from one person. In fact, what's fascinating is this teach three to reach three is really a natural thing, because if you look at if you're an Amway and you can't, whatever, at the company, name it, if you know somebody making $1,000 a month or more, or a multimillionaire from network marketing, ask them about their business and say, is it accurate to say that 80% of your income comes from one leg, and would it be accurate to say that almost all of your income is coming from three legs or three people, and they would say yes. Maybe occasionally you could say four. So here's the idea that's really neat with a new plan is it'll call that natural balance and flow of things, and you don't have to worry about anything else other than just finding three people. It'll kind of naturally flow that Pareto principle, and no dragging dead bodies. No qualifying legs or whatever, just very, very elegant. And so why wait until we see the plan? Because we already know it's fine, three really good people. Now the next thing is, okay, what is the activity? What do I need to do to be successful in this business? And one of the most fascinating things, really, is, hey, the product works. It's a done deal. And if you're excited and you go out and talk to people, you're going to sell product. But one of the most interesting things is just attitude is everything. And if you look at the books, certainly successful companies, including if you just like as an example, when I go get my car washed or something, one of the things is like the Mercedes place, you could go in the waiting room. But what I like to do is just go into the sales room. Nobody's in there. They just do that in the morning. I go in there and I kind of look around and you can see, that it's all working on attitude. It's basically, the mind. And certainly in the five pillars of health, which I love that philosophy, it kind of begins with getting your mind right. and that's one of the most wonderful things that you can develop. And a lot of that is just helping yourself decide what you want to do, thinking in your mind, what do I want to do with my life? What do I want to be in 5 years? What do I want to be in 20 years? And a fun thing also is kind of thinking in your mind 5 years from now or 20 years from now, what do I wish I was doing at this moment so that 5 years or 20 years from now, I'm not going to have regrets. And I think the big thing that it all comes down to is that we're all looking for meaning. I think what makes life moment by moment so rich is, I just love Jack and Karen Enfield. They're good people. They're fun to be with. And that's what you want to be personally, is just become a good person. That has value and will attract those kind of people. And that's one of the neatest things is just be really good. Jack and Karen were really, really good in other businesses before they got into NECAN. And business, really any business, mostly what it is just being really good with people, finding some type of product or service, but mostly it's just treating people right. And then of course, there's different strategies. And I think the thing that's going to make NECAN such a renaissance at this moment is we already have the very best product that you could ever be involved in. And then now we're going to have the very, very best streamlined way to build a team. And so Ben and I, we're working on this thing of core where you find people that just really have a hunger and desire, want to do something, change the world, the joy of building a team and working with people, creating something, and just being part of putting this together, catching the vision. And so we want to sell products, but we really want to enroll some really good people into our vision of sharing this and making the world better. And so what would happen, and this is basically the core, is practicing a half a dozen things, and Jim Rohn talks about that all the time. He says, you can boil everything down into just a half a dozen things. What are just the fundamental things that if you put all your energy into that and got rid of all of the other stuff and just focused on that, what would happen? And so that's kind of what we're implementing. And actually, four of them of the six is basically working on yourself, and it's so simplistic, but it's powerful if you do it. And I first heard this from the first company I was in back when I was in my 20s. And I remember hearing from the stage this guy saying, where you will be in 5 years depends on the books you read, the people you associate with, what you listen to, the meetings you attend. And basically, that was it. He said, that's entirely it. And I just got thinking, wow, this is powerful. And so basically what we're doing is putting that into action. So of those activities, one is make a commitment to read. And some books are better than others. I believe Think and Grow Rich is one of the very best books. And if you get on Amazon and look around, there's a really cool version, and it's got a really awesome cover that has kind of this classic look. And it's a Think and Grow Rich, the original masterpiece edition, 1937. So that's fun to just have that original edition. And it talks about just the fundamental things, just the singleness of purpose, a burning desire, that desire is a starting point of all achievement, and just kind of how to develop that. That is a great book. I liked it so much that I got it, one from my wife, so she can personally mark, and she's really enjoying it. So that's what I would recommend. And make a commitment to read at least 15 minutes a day. Also, listen to something that's really good. Jack and Karen, they've got a lot of these things on recording, and ask them. One of the things that changed my whole life, in fact, if you were to say, okay, you've listened to a lot of stuff, but if you could only say one thing, what would be the one thing that's helped you that makes the biggest difference? If you could only name one, well, I would probably have to say The Strangest Secret. And the easiest access to that is just get on YouTube and type in The Strangest Secret with Earl Nightingale. And actually, there's an original edition of that. I believe we first recorded that in 1956, and it's timeless. And it kind of fits in with what Think and Grow Rich is, that we become what we think about, and that our life is directed by our thoughts. And why not direct our thoughts then, so that we can direct our lives? and so what if you actually got that out and made a commitment to listen to that every day for a couple of weeks, and that went into your head? And that's one of the most powerful thoughts, is we become what we think about. And if we take someone else's idea, and we can borrow it, and we can think it. And if we think it again and again, that thought becomes deeper and becomes more a part of us and more permanent. And we can take someone else's idea and make it our own. And in the case of what we propose, making that commitment and finding three people, we can take that idea and multiply it and just really cause a revolution by getting people thinking the right stuff. Get in touch with your mentor. Every single gold medalist any participant in the Olympics that we're watching, they all had a coach, and that's one of the most profound things that you can do. It's an enormous shortcut, and if you want to learn how to play the piano or develop any skill at all, find someone who's already got it and have them show you the way. It's what an enormous shortcut you can take. And so we challenge you to find a mentor, and you can actually have more than one. And so find somebody that's where you want to be, and make the commitment to call them every day. So that's a real critical thing. And then basically almost all of us have smartphones. You can take earphones while you're riding a bike or at the gym or just waiting, whatever. Listen to something that we can have. I've got a couple of iTunes podcasts, Success Library and Wellness Revolution. And so listen to one of those every day. One of them is product knowledge. The other would be learning about the business or motivation. So just listen, read through those sources. Stay in touch with your mentor or coach every day. And then another thing that's real critical is we got to go to work. And this is all about people. It all comes down to, if you're not talking to anybody, nothing will happen. And so we want to do something that's very realistic, and that's meet somebody new, or add someone to your list. Make a physical list and add to it one person every day. Now I'm not saying you have to talk to them about Nikan. That's the cool thing. There's no pressure in this business other than just the realistic thing that if you're out and about at all, and this can be maybe even on social media or something, meet somebody, reach out to them. And so her's just an example. The call that's coming up with Ursula Dowd. Okay, Ben and Ursula put this teaser on YouTube, and it talks about that machine, and so I'm listening to it, and I'm writing something down, and YouTube automatically moves over. Well, the next one moved over to this lady, LaShondra, who has the same machine in California, and she's talking about it, and I'm thinking, And so she's got a website, and so I called her and I said, hey, you got one of these machines. You're into energy medicine and all this kind of stuff. We've got a tape, and you probably watched the Olympics. We've got a kinesio tape, but it's got energy medicine in it. It actually gives off far infrared and negative ions, subtle energy, and if I sent you a roll, would you test it out on your machine and would you? Anyway, we wound up having a nice 45-minute visit, just getting to know each other and who knows what might come out of that. But that's pretty exciting. They're just
exciting.
I think you know we have an infinite resource, infinite in practical terms of millions of people out there that you'll never run out of people. They're all over, and all you got to do is just put a new person on your list, and if it works out, maybe you could talk about Nikan a little bit at the moment. But the big thing is just put down people that you'd like to have as a friend anyway. You know, if you see somebody and you just have a bad feeling about them, go put them on your list. But if you walk into a health food store and you look on the bulletin board, you know, take a glance at the cards. Grab one and say, hey, I was looking at the health food store, saw your card, it intrigues me. How long have you been doing this? Hey, if I drop my roll of tape, just complimentary, would you evaluate it for me? Or so, would you like to get together? I notice you might be interested in water or something. You know, just they're all over the place. Okay, so if you're gathering names, if you're talking to your upline every day, if you're listening to positive stuff, if you're kind of in that, your mind is right. So basically, you're not thinking, oh, I gotta get everything running, and the moment comes and goes, and you're not into it. That's you're going to be flat-footed, but if you really are working on your head, your attitude, you're plugged in, you're thinking about it all the time, and you're gathering names, it's just a natural movement on over to making the commitment of showing Nikan to at least to a week. You know, do two presentations a week. This can be going over and seeing them. It could be something on the internet, a phone, whatever. But go reach out and present Nikan to two people a week. Now you can do more than that, but make that a minimum. So what if you make the commitment to do that, and then the whole thing is draw out your group and have at least three people, and not just three people, but find three people that will commit to those core values and activities. And so you become a core with your commitment and activity, find three people to do the same thing. And then the whole thing that makes it so powerful is I've always thought, okay, it's not a bad idea to have a spare tire. It just kind of feels better. So I would recommend eventually four. Have four lines that you can draw out and look at, four individual legs, and these would be led by people that you'd love, again, to have as friends anyway. Their heart matches your heart. They're hungry, and they've committed to core. And they don't have to be first level. They could be somebody in depth. Most of my leaders actually came from depth. When I was in Ekin a couple of months, I looked out, and I had some stuff going. But pretty much everybody that was in the business, especially 6 months out, almost everybody that was in my business were people that I did not know before I was in Ekin. But they were led to me by people that I did know. And so that's kind of how it happens. It's pretty interesting. So here's the thing. Find three or four people and then teach them to do the same. But don't leave it to chance. What you want to do is if you can eventually fill out on a board or a piece of paper or something where you have three or four legs, and then somewhere in each of those legs you have, ideally, I would say five, but three or four at least, people that they're also core that you have a personal relationship. And it could be, as an example, one of those legs might be the second level person is the best one that you're working with. You love number one, but you could best help them by helping level two. And then the fourth level down might be the next person and so on down. And could that happen moment by moment, day by day, if you eventually have that? Well, you know, I've been doing this 26 years, so I already got that, and that's why we've made millions. But here's the thing. If you don't have that, well, that's probably because you don't have a real successful organization yet, but you want to have that. Because, again, throughout not just me, but over the it's coming up to 70 years that the network marketing profession has been around. And if you look over those 70 years, you'll actually find thousands, and no exaggeration, thousands of people who have become millionaires and a whole lot more, that are making a good income. And all of them, again, the business is, they've got two, three people, sometimes four, and then each one of those legs that's successful, same thing. They've got two or three really good people, sometimes four. So why not just kind of have that as part of our culture, is to have your goal to have three or four people backed by three or four people. So kind of think about this ideally. Okay, you've got your four wide, and you've got four or five people in each of those legs that are core, and you're making regular contact with each of them. Is that manageable? Well, 4 times 5 is 20. That would be so powerful. Imagine if throughout a team that was 3 or 4 wide, you had 20 people that were core, that were committed to these activities, that were doing it. Where would you be? And if you started that going, if we had a few people like that happening, that's where Ekin will become a billion a month company. It will happen. The product, it's unsurpassed in what it does for people, and it's just getting better, and the demand and need for it is increasing. It's baby boomers supposedly want to age gracefully. No, they don't. We want to find it all the way. You know, right after the call, Valerie and I are going up and riding our bikes up on the ski hill and going all over the place, and we're going to have fun. Just a couple of days ago, I took Val out, and it was about 8:30, and we had lights on the bikes, and we're out riding around, and it's dark, and we were the only ones there, and it was really fun because we got to go where they said no bikes allowed, but there's nobody to stop us, so we got to ride on the pedestrian trails or whatever on the wood boards that go over kind of the wet marshes or whatever. You know, we were just having fun, and it was ours. We were the only vehicle in the parking lot. All the horse trailers and all the walking people, everybody else was gone, and we had these really bright lights on, and we're having fun. And you know, as long as you can do stuff and feel good, you really don't think about how old you are. And that's what That's what Nican is. Using Nican, doing Nican is anti-aging. it's just really great, great stuff. And I know Jack and Karen are super, super examples of that. It's just, it's fun. And so, why not, come with us? This is the funnest thing to do. We got lots of hobbies, but I think my favorite one is Nican. It's a hobby. It's not work. It's just a hobby that happens to pay very well, and it's an important hobby because we can change the world. There's so many baby boomers that are hurting. I just kind of think that validates our need for this is, as I ask anybody, wherever they live, is just think, okay, downtown, where your hospital is, what do you see there? Well, there's probably a crane, and they're adding a wing. A lot of the development Valerie and I, we do some volunteer work, and so a day a week, we're actually working for, basically a job placement for our church. We help the community people find work. Some of those we've actually sponsored, but we meet all kinds. But one of the things that's fascinating is we've gone to some job fairs. I would say half of them are for basically assisted living, and oh my goodness, thank goodness there is places like that. But boy, I don't think I want to be there. I don't want to. I'd rather just kind of be on my own out having fun rather than having somebody feed me and having one of those plastic tubes in my nose and watching reruns on TV. I just want to be out living. this is the reality. This is a fact. These are the numbers. Is 79, 80 years old. That's where health costs peak. But interestingly, vitamins, anti-aging, all that kind of stuff, that's where that peaks too. This is the biggie. The next 20 years or so, the huge, huge growth, the big growth industry is health or sickness, however you want to call it. But I want to be in the health industry, not the sick industry, and I want to help people be customers of us instead of customers of that other stuff. And so make a commitment to be core. Take a look into this. Start reading. Get plugged in with us. Go for it. And oh my goodness, you'll be glad you did. I mentioned this 5 years from now, 20 years from now. Looking back at this day, what will you wish you would have done? And this is real powerful. That's proven. These ideas, we're not inventing them. We're actually stealing them. We're borrowing these ideas and making them our own because they've worked for other companies. They've worked for me before. And we're just re-emphasizing them and just kind of putting it around kind of a new name for us, CORE. I think that fits in. Ben, made this neat idea with kind of peach pits and I love that look and feel that we have. And be a core person. That sounds really cool. Be somebody key and then let's teach it and oh my goodness, it's so exciting. Just a year from now, everything about your life will be completely changed. And everything. I think in my mind, and you know this is true, what if whoever you are, you haven't been active, and you make a commitment to go to the gym, go walk, work out, do that, say, 5 times a week, you know, at least a half hour a day. 90 days from now, would you be able to see the difference? I think anybody looking at you would be able to see the difference. Same thing if you're not reading. What if you made that commitment to start reading at least 15 minutes a day from a good book, and did all of these kind of things. What would happen if all of a sudden you made the commitment to add one new person on your list, made the commitment to show this to two people, and then let that multiplied out? You know, not just a week from now, but 90 days from now, would you see any difference in your business? And then, of course, you move that out to 1 year or 2 years or 5 years. It's astonishing the power of these little activities, and it's such a powerful thing. John Maxwell, other people, they basically have this idea that nothing changes until what you do daily changes. These little tiny things that you want to make habits, and it will change your whole life. I know it because that's what happened to me, and I'm just recommitting, and it's time to have Mekin take its rightful, its destiny, its rightful position. I think about this all the time, that if everyone had Mekin, there wouldn't be a health crisis. So many of the problems that we see that people have, they wouldn't have them. And a lot of problems would never materialize if people implemented these products. I love that thought. We've got a great work to do. We've got a mission that really does matter. We've seen it happen on an individual basis. We just need more people participating and watch it snowball as it gains momentum. We will be the force to be reckoned. This will be the, if you want to just have fun, change the world and make money, have a fun lifestyle, do Mekin. Nothing better. This is it.
Woohoo!
Wow.
Yeah, all right. And I'm so excited this morning, Dave. I mean, what a great, I mean, you just shared, you know, the core. I mean, that's what it is. A few simple disciplines practiced every day. You know, what you said about Jim Rohn. I mean, if we don't practice them, where will we be in 5 to 10 years? If we do practice them, and like you're saying, you know, if we practice these core things on a daily basis, it won't be very long and we will see results. And what I'm excited about this morning is that we just have a whole lot of our core team on this call. So yay, everybody that's on the call this morning. Aren't you glad you're here? You know, this is recorded and you can reach out and share it to your people. You know, we just need to be on fire for this, both for the products and for the amazing business. Man, just like Dave's sharing, you know, it's a whole lot of people doing a little bit as this ripples out, you know, and you build your team. It builds financial freedom for yourself and for people and for us to, you know, to be able to share this with people. Wow. Just to have that vision and to have that knowledge. And Dave, I just want to thank you so much. I mean, you just brought so much clarity and so much wisdom. I mean, your 40 years of network marketing wisdom all here on this one call. I am excited. So, woohoo!
No, I'm just really excited to be running with you guys. We're going to have so much happening now. And the best way to predict the future is to create it. That's such a neat idea right there. Destiny is waiting, and all we got to do is make that happen. It's just such a neat thing. Wow. In fact, I just picked up Valerie's Thinking Grow Rich. She's got to buy her bedstand here, and it just says through some strange and powerful principle of mental chemistry. You know, isn't that a neat thing? Mental chemistry. This is something right here. Nature wraps up in the impulse of strong desire. Something happens. Things just become reality. We can create our own reality. Just by a thought and an action and multiplying that. So, wow. Don't be selfish. Share this with other people.
Yes, and the other thing I love about being core, I mean, we're core ourselves. Core is the seed. You know, the seed is what grows. It's
it carries the blueprint, it grows into the tree, and it bears fruit. And then, you know, then we're like Johnny Appleseed. We go out here and we plant seeds, and they can grow. So, yeah,
Good point. Yeah.
I just love the whole idea.
Who first said it, but it's such a powerful thing is that there's forests in one acorn. any fool can count the apples any fool can count the seeds in an apple, but only God can count the apples in a seed. It's just a neat thought right there.
It's a miracle. Absolutely.
Well, we better get on the call with Ursula. That's
yes,
a few minutes.
Everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, sure. Love you guys, and think core.
Think core. Okay. Yeah,
love you, Dave.
You all
Dave,
love you.
Hey, Dave.
Bye now.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're awesome. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on, everybody.